If you have a question regarding health and fitness or medical, go to WLEVradio.com/expert and ask the expert. Brought to you by St. Luke's University Health Network. Dr. Cimarelli is here to answer Janice's question from Copley. What are the most common types of illnesses that result in hospital stays?
You'll have patients with community-acquired pneumonia that usually affects your older patients. Influenza, the highest risk for severe complications with the flu, or generally dehydration and a pneumonia, or a secondary bacterial pneumonia that comes in after the flu. And obviously, we're starting to see cases of RSV as well, so children in the hospital. Some of the best things that folks can do is, you know, obviously living a healthy lifestyle. Exercise, healthy diet, getting plenty of rest and hydrating well, washing your hands good, using hand sanitizer, trying to avoid folks that you know are real sick right now, especially with fevers and things along those lines.
That's Dr. Cimarelli with the St. Luke's University Health Network on Ask the Experts on 100.7 LEV.
Think you may already have the flu or be at risk? St. Luke's Video Visits provides quick and convenient treatment for all your urgent care needs from the comfort of your home, office, or wherever you are. St. Luke's Video Visits allows you to have a live virtual visit with a doctor 24/7. No appointment necessary. Get a diagnosis and, when necessary, a prescription in one quick and convenient visit. It's that easy. Feel better fast. Go to the Apple or Google Play stores and download the St. Luke's app.